and USA kind of go neck and neck. They bring in the subs, and Flint Beecher wins after scoring 18 points to USA 16. Flint Beecher 95, USA 64. Leading the way for the Flint Beecher Bucks. That would be no one else than number 10, Malik Ellison, with 29. Close behind, the freshman, number 33, Jalen Terry. We're going to be seeing him quite early and quite often in the future, I have a feeling. Jordan Rowland, and number 3, he had 16 points. Ernest Sanders with 12. And then we have, in single digits, we have Idris Hartnett and Levain Blake, each with 5. Christopher Long at 4. Marcus Green at 1. Torin Thomas with 1. And Zante Ryan sneaks in there with 2 points as well. As a team, Flint Beecher shot 15 for 27 from the free throw line for 55% on the night. USA Patriots were 16 for 20 for 80%, 80% in both halves. As far as rebounds are concerned, Flint Beecher had them by 13 rebounds. Flint Beecher 33, USA 20. 21 defensive boards and 12 offensive grabs for Beecher. USA 13 defensive rebounds, 7 off the offensive glass. John Mooney shooting.
Shooting was pretty much the same thing as the first half. But one thing we could say that everyone's consistent. Beecher Bucks actually went ahead and up theirs. They shot 18 for 36, 50% basically. For the game, it was 35 for 74, 47%. And what else can you say? They were pretty balanced as far as scoring as well as percentages. For the USA Patriots in the second half, they were 10 for 27. That was a 37% clip, a little bit let down from the first half. They finished out 22 for 54, 40%. And inside the arc, they were 9 for 22. Outside the arc, or inside, 13 for 32, 9 for 22 outside the arc. 40% across the board. You can say they were consistent throughout the game.
USA taking 27 shots in the first half, 27 shots in the second half, making 12 in the first and 10 in the second half. Like you said, John, consistency. USA stuck to their game plan. Unfortunately, Flint Beecher did as well, and they turned up the heat there in that third quarter. That was just impressive. And final score, 95 points for the Flint Beecher Buccaneers, 64 for USA.
I'm trying to think if that was a message, and if it was, who was it to? Was it to Brown City? Because they got to face them in 2 days. This is a formidable team. There's no doubt about it. And I learned a lot about this team, is that they've got a lot more than Ellison.
Oh, most definitely. Well, how about that freshman, Jalen Terry?
Exactly. They've got some underclassmen that can play ball, just flat-out play ball. And that tells me is that they're not going away after this tournament is over. They've got some teams down the road that's really going to go ahead and make some noise as well. So
it was good to see just when we were on commercial break there, when we're tallying up everything, a familiar face was all of a sudden in front of me, and it was Marquise Gray from Michigan State. Got to know him over the years from the old Sparty mascot days at Michigan State. Good to see him. He's actually back on the coaching staff of Flint Beecher as he's running an after-school program across the entire Genesee County. He played overseas for 8 years and just returned this year to run that after-school program. So good to see Marquise again. And I do believe he's a Flint Beecher grad. So back in the sidelines for Flint Beecher.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah.
Just reach back, give back to the kids of the area. That's what it's all about.
Well, John, 15 broadcasts on the season, and here we are at the end of it. 6 seasons together in broadcasting. And are you on board for a 7th?
Hey, we're looking for lucky 7th. Yeah, I'm not going to go away.
Might as well. And I say at the end of the season, I never hold my breath either. I'm back as long as ESPN doesn't call it. I know that's not going to happen. So, John Mooney, it's been a pleasure to be on your left all season long, especially for the past 6 years. And, you know, before we know it, basketball season's going to be right back around, and it's only 8 months away.
The sentiments, by the way, are likewise. I enjoy this co-pilot's seat. You get to see a lot of amazing things. But, yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. The snow is going to fly. It already did today.
It certainly did today. This is the first year, I think, John, in 6 years, that we have not had a canceled broadcast due to weather.
That is true. That is true.
And it was beautiful. I said it on Friday. I said, you know, John, we made it through the whole season without a snowstorm. I may have spoke a little too soon, but it broke for us at 3 o'clock on our cruise down here to Montrose. Nice facility. I will hand it to Montrose. No issues here. And just to add to this, Montrose lost power last week, especially in those high winds. They're kind of in the heart of it all here. Their phones still aren't working at the school, and their internet isn't working at the school. So we were extremely lucky and grateful for a strong signal bank from Thumb Sailor through the Verizon Extended Network back to the studios in Bad Axe there to hold us strong through this whole game.
You know, speaking of lucky and grateful, I'm very lucky that where I was sitting, I had the nicest kids.
Yes.
From USA, in the USA cheering section, that they were making sure that I could see the court. They were very mindful of that. And I also had one young lady, and I wish I knew her name, but if you're listening, thank you very much. She was out here saving our keisters with the basketballs coming at us and everything.
Just a little gear sitting on this six-foot table, and we're grateful for that. And props to USA. Another season, I will say USA, probably the best student section in the entire Greater Thumb Conference. Just witty, excited, no matter what. I mean, they were down by 35 points, so they were still cheering.
You know, and that's the mark of a great school.
Well, think USA.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of good things going on for the Unionville Seawing area. Patriots, they're milling around, by the way, I see as some of the players and everything. Still surrounded by their fans. These kids are great. The faculty that come in here, they're great. The coaching staff is great. We're looking forward to another season of this kind of representation from the Thumb, because I'll tell you what, it makes me proud to live in the Thumb.
Oh, absolutely. Every day I'm grateful to live in the Thumb. Yes, we are a little far away from a mall and some chain restaurants, but you know what, quite frankly, I'll take that any day for the life and the quality of life we have up in the tip of the Thumb of the great state of Michigan.
Are you sure?
I am sure, John.
Okay.
I am sure. I know that for a fact. Hey, John, we have four seniors to say goodbye to on this USA Patriot squad. The first being number 44, 6'3" senior Mike Kemp. Can't say enough about the guy. 3 years on varsity, just a workhorse. Every season, game in and game out, that man hustles.
When I first saw Michael Kemp as a freshman, I was just amazed because, you know, I'm turning around to you, in fact. I says,
yeah,
you know, this is the first time I ever saw a kid in eighth grade, coming out of eighth grade, that had low post moves.
Very true. Was he 3 or 4 years in varsity? It's all blending together now. I apologize.
You know, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what. I think he was up on the varsity his freshman year.
Very well could have been, yeah.
And if he wasn't, he should have been. No, I'm sure he was playing varsity all 4 years.
John, I won't say who, but someone just reminded me, grateful for all the wind turbines as well in Heron County. So
shaking the legs.
Yeah. Now, of course, we have Michael Kemp, number 24, 6 foot senior. Didn't see the court all that much, but when there's only 10 people on the roster, everyone is important, especially if one person's gone, you can't scrimmage. Either that or it's Steve Bowen or Mark Gainforth get suiting up as well.
And we know how much
Gavin
they
Zimmer.
Like doing that.
Oh,
okay.
Gavin
Zimmer, just an amazing kid. You know, every year I think he has improved. He's a contributor. And I appreciate the fact that he can go inside the arc and shoot with the best of them. Even outside the arc, in fact, you know, I think he's got himself something that was going. So he can always be proud of his years at Unionville Seaboing. I thought he was instrumental in the success of that program.
Number 21, a 5'11 senior, Macklin Gettle.
Macklin Gettle is such a hard-nosed kid, plays to win every time, and he will try to find a way to win if things are not going his way. I always appreciated what he did out there on the court. He just makes watching the Unionville Seawing Patriots fun to watch, because I always know I'm going to get 100% out of Macklin Gettle.
And our final senior, number 15, a 6'3" senior coming from just a pedigree, a strong pedigree of family athletics, Harrison Kramer.
I just think of shoot, and now I'm thinking shoot, he's graduating.
He's gone, yeah.
Harrison, a long line of shooting Kramers, and this kid is just he's a coach's dream. He makes coaches look very, very smart. Believe it or not, I think he probably does a better job inside the arc, and and he always surprises you outside the arc as well.
4 threes tonight, especially.
Really adept at free throw shooting, Harrison Kramer. More importantly, that's the intangibles of senior leadership that he brought to the table, and he's going to be missed very, very badly.
John Mooney.